USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter that he has authorized the total declassification of all documents relating to the Russia collusion and Hillary Clinton email probes. Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, says this is a big deal.
These people use this to cast doubt on our elections. You know, they talk about the integrity of our democracy. And they, after Trump was inaugurated, they went and hijacked the presidency. And the problem is that if nobody is made to pay for this, if nobody goes to prison, it's going to happen again.
President Trump is asking Congress to help small businesses and the airline industry after he slammed the brakes on a new coronavirus stimulus package. The president looking to give the airline industry $25 billion and small businesses $135 billion. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive Pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsc.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
All eyes tonight will be on the vice presidential debate taking place at the University of Utah. Congressman Liz Cheney believes tonight's debate is very important.
Since you've had both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris say it's going to be a Harris-Biden administration, the American people are going to want to hear Kamala Harris explain to them why she wants to take away everybody's private health insurance, why she believes in a Green New Deal, why, in fact, is her voting record in the Senate the farthest left of any member of the United States Senate. She also has been hiding, and she's going to have to give everybody some answers, and I think that's going to be particularly important this year as well.
Well, the Wyoming congressman speaking there on Fox News. The National Hurricane Center keeping their eyes on Hurricane Delta. The storm could reach the Gulf Coast as early as Friday. Governors in Louisiana and Alabama saying everyone should have their hurricane plan in place and monitor the weather. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley is introducing new legislation targeting big tech companies one day after he called out Google for issuing a warning to conservative website The Federalist. The limiting Section 230 immunity to Good Samaritans Act would prevent major online companies from receiving the protections of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unless they revise their terms of service to include pledges to operate in good faith and the details of their content moderation policies.
No set of corporate overlords should substitute their judgment for the judgment of we the people. No woke capitalist should be able to shape the outcome of an election by silencing speech. And that's why we have to act. There is a simple, straightforward solution to the censorship power of these digital platforms. Let those who have been censored claim their rights. Let them sue. Let them go to court.
Authorities closed an investigation into an alleged Wisconsin hate crime on June 24th, saying they failed to find any evidence that 18-year-old Althea Bernstein was the victim of a racist arson attack, as she claimed. Bernstein made national headlines when she alleged that 4 white men in Madison lit her on fire, leaving her with burns on her neck and face. Federal authorities say they were unable to corroborate the details of her claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.